leave, and then we'll take up the next hearing, which is the Hertrick Properties 5, Inc. I got horses just listening. We'd ask you for quiet, please.
Thank you.
Mr. Lang, could you go ahead with the next application?
You're getting in trouble.
The next application this afternoon, almost this evening, change zone 1633, the application of Hertrick Property 5 LL or Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest corner of U.S. Route 13 and Road 485, also known as O'Neill's Road, to be located on 2.708 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 26th of 2009. During that public hearing, prior to that public hearing, the applicant did provide an exhibit booklet, three-ring binder, similar to what I'm passing down to the council members. I also passed down to the council members or members a site plan that has been revised to reflect comments heard at the commission public hearing. During the commission's public hearing, we heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District, the Office of State Planning Coordination. As far as plus comments, they are part of the record submitted to by the applicant in the exhibit booklet. Frederick Hertrick was present with James Sharp, attorney, and Al Cuche, a professional engineer, all gave testimony. Janky Ramnath, a property owner on the north side of O'Neill's Road, spoke in not in opposition or in support, but expressed some concerns about a tax ditch location and drainage problems that have happened previously. The commission in deliberation deferred action to and left the record open for receipt of a final plus response. And that motion carried 5-0. On March 13th, a letter was forwarded to our office making reference to comments received from Matthew Drew of AWB Engineers on behalf of the applicant. In reviewing the recently adopted county certified plan, it appears that the area is marked as commercial on a future land use map. With that in mind and noting that other similar commercial in the area, the state has no objections to the rezoning of this parcel, and we have no additional comments at this time. And that was signed by Constance Holland, Director of Office of State Planning.
Anyone have any questions of Mr. Lank? Mr. Sharp, do you represent the applicant? If you'd like to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. My name is James Sharp. I'm with the law firm of Moore & Rutt here in Georgetown. With me today is Fred Hertrick. He is a principal of the applicant Hertrick Property 5, LLC. Also with me is Al Gukas. He is also part of Hertrick. He is a licensed engineer and an attorney. He may be able to answer some of your engineering questions if you have any. What we're seeking here today is a change of zone from property that is currently in AR1 district to commercial. It is located on 27695 O'Neill's Road in Seaford. There's two parcels which are triangular shaped, as you can see from the site plan. It is on the corner of O'Neill's Road and Route 13 on the southbound side, and it is owned by Hertrick's Property 5. A copy of the deed can be found in your exhibit book in tab 3. As you can see from the site plan, there is significant road frontage on this property along Route 13. although the proposed entrance would be off of O'Neill's Road. Currently, the lot has three billboards on it. There was a house and an accessory building at the time of filing. Those have since been removed. And there are some pictures of the property, if you care to look at, in Exhibit 9 of Tab 9 of the exhibit booklet. Applicant intends to use the property for an automobile and sales storage lot. Approximately 110 new and or pre-owned vehicles could be stored on that. And given the current state of the economy, it's not exactly, the applicant is not exactly sure how he's going to use it, but at this time it's understood it will likely be for storage purposes if this application and site plan is approved. This is the proposed use is permissible under a C1 classification under Section 115.77A of the County Code. And what is being proposed on the site plan, I realize we're not here specifically to talk about the site plan, but more the change of zone. But again, wanted to give the council and the public kind of an expectation as to what the applicant is planning on doing. There is a proposed, as you can see on the site plan, a building of approximately 4,500 square feet that would be used, would house 3 to 5 employees on site. The applicant has been in the sales business, automobile sales business in Sussex County for approximately 45 years, has a long history in this county. And this lot is directly across Route 13 from another lot, which is owned by the applicant. It's a larger lot, has 23 acres, 20,000 square foot collision center, refurbishing, conditioning, servicing center as well on that site. And the reason for the application is that the applicant seeks to expand his business. There is a growing population here in Sussex County. There's with that growing population, a greater need for automobiles and trucks of that sort to be purchased. So this site is particularly attractive to the applicant because it's so close to a larger site would allow the applicant to centralize the service and meanwhile allow customers to not have to travel as far to look at some different options. So that is a couple of the reasons for this. Procedurally, a service level request was filed with DLDOT. They determined that no traffic impact study was required. An application was subsequently filed, and this did go through PLUS, as Mr. Lank commented before. The initial PLUS comments can be found in Exhibit 5 of your booklet. In those comments, DLDOT noted that an entrance on O'Neill's Road was permissible, and they required certain right-of-ways and easements. We've addressed those in the proposed site plan as well. And also, many of the comments in the PLUS letter have been addressed by Matthew Drew in the letter. It's in tab 6 of your booklet. There was a comment in the PLUS review that I just wanted to bring to the council's attention. In that, it said that the current comprehensive plan did not anticipate additional intense commercial growth and proposed zoning would be inconsistent with the current plan. I note that because since that PLUS comment was made, the comprehensive plan has been changed, and we believe that the comments set forth in Constance Holland's letter of March 13th that Mr. Lank referenced, whereby this area is marked as commercial on future land use and would be consistent with that they had no objections to that rezoning is something that we wanted to just bring to your attention. Also, the Office of State Coordination in the PLUS noted that they had no objections to this, specifically noting that there are several other pre-existing commercial uses in that area. In fact, there are on three of the four corners of that intersection with O'Neill's Road and Route 13, there are zoned commercial. This is the only one that is not zoned commercial. And in fact, if you look on tab 7 of your booklet, there is an aerial map which illustrates the zoning of the parcel and neighboring ones. The The parcel that we are seeking to have rezoned is highlighted in yellow, and you can see that the one directly across the street on O'Neill's Road is zoned C1. That's actually an enterprise rental car. Directly across from 113 is the Hertrick's, the larger Hertrick's site that we had discussed. And the other property across from that is also zoned Z1. There are several properties along 13 in that area. In fact, there's 10 of them that are zoned C1 within a pretty close range. In fact, near that intersection is a Burke's Equipment as well. So we feel as though this would be consistent with that neighborhood. It would be in some ways a fill-in. Also, if you go in either direction on 113, there are in 2 miles there are several car dealerships in either direction. So we feel as though this is something that is consistent with that area. I don't want to get too much into the site plan because I realize that's not what we're here for, but I did want to draw your attention to the fact that the stormwater management in the plus comments, it had been noted that we should have stormwater management ponds moved to the interior of the property, and we have addressed that. The proposed ponds, there are two of them, would be back here. As well as the proposed septic area would be here. The applicant will work with Sussex Conservation District in Denrec to make sure that stormwater management is properly handled and will use best management practices for that. This site also is proposed to be on-site septic and well. It is currently outside of the central, there's no available central septic or water available to the property, and the property has been approved for septic, and there's been no objection from county and plus. There is a copy of the septic approval letter in tab 8 of your booklet. At the planning and zoning hearing, there was a question about the landscape buffer on the initial plan that we had presented. The landscape buffer was put in the wrong spot, so to speak. So we have revised the site plan. That is what Mr. Lank was presenting to you. And that landscape buffer is what is highlighted and shaded right here. And with that, just will conclude that what we're seeking here today is a change of zone from this property to AR1 to a commercial zone. I have Fred Hertrick here, if you please come up.
And thank you, Mr. Sharp. Fred W. Hertrick III, 13 Tidewater Drive, Seaford, Delaware.
Mr. Hertrick, I just wanted you to, you've heard everything I've said here today.
Yes,
is that
I have.
Right? Do you affirm that as your testimony?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any additional comments that you'd like to make to the council?
They probably are wondering. I probably need a psychiatrist in this economic market, building more storage for automobiles and trucks, but this is in our long-range plan, and it's something that we feel we need to carry on our business.
There any, at that point, we'll open it up to the council for any questions that you may have.
Does the council have any questions? If not, we'll see what the public has to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, Mr. Sharp? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition to this application? Let the record show, no one else has to be recognized.
If there's no objection, we'll close the public record.
Close the public hearing.
And the planning and zoning has not made a decision on this, so I'll need a motion to defer.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second to defer. Any discussion? If not, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion to defer carried.
There you go. Oh.